BookTrack brings your favorite stories to life through movie-style soundtracks. Best heard on headphones with high-quality audio settings.
Chapter 1. As is generally known, the universe, like life, describes a wheel. A wheel on whose rim 8 magical points are etched, making a complete turn the annual cycle. These points, lying on the rim in pairs directly opposite each other, include Imoloc, or budding, Lunasa, or mellowing, Beltana, or blooming, and Samhain, or dying. Also marked on the wheel are the two solstices, the winter one called Midinvierne, and Midete, for the summer. There are also the two equinoxes, Virka in spring and Velen in autumn. These dates divide the circle into 8 parts, and so in the elven calendar, the year is also divided up like that. When they landed on the beaches in the vicinity of the Yeruga and the Pontar, people brought with them their own calendar, based on the moon, which divided the year into 12 months, giving the farmers annual working cycle from the beginning with the markers in January until the end when the frost turns the sod into a hard lump. But although people divided up the year and reckoned dates differently, they accepted the elven wheel and the 8 points around its rim. Adopted from the elven calendar, Imoloc and Lunasa, Samhain and Beltana, both solstices and both equinoxes became important holidays, sacred tides for human folk. They stood out from the other dates as a lone tree stands out in a meadow. Those dates are also set apart by magic. It was not, and is not, a secret that the 8 dates are days and nights during which the enchanted aura is greatly intensified. No longer is anyone astonished by the magical phenomena and mysterious occurrences that accompany the 8 dates, in particular the equinoxes and solstices. Everyone is now accustomed to such phenomena, and they seldom evoke a great sensation. But that year it was different. That year, people had, as usual, celebrated the autumnal equinox with a solemn family meal, during which all the kinds of fruits from that year's harvest had to be arrayed on the table, even if only a little of each. Custom dictated it. Having eaten and given thanks to the goddess Melitela for the harvest, the people retired for the night. And then the nightmare began. Just before midnight, a frightful storm got up, and a hellish gale blew, in which a ghastly howling, screaming and wailing were heard above the rustling of trees being bent almost to the ground, the creaking of rough...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?